Welcome. To the chat with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you for tuning in again to listen to our talk show. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download on free app called TuneIn on cell phones, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. We have many talk show programs that you will probably love to hear. If you would like to connect with myself or my guest during this hour, please call 740-38399 with your questions or your comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the chat, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, telephone number 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. This takes place every second Saturday of every month at Logos Christian Ministries. They have free produce market. Please show up with your ID, state ID, or your driver's license. The only other thing you need to do is provide your number of people that are in your household. So if you missed last Saturday, you'll have to wait until October. I think it's the 10th or the 11th. But I will be making that announcement again. Okay. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company for your real estate needs with 25 years of experience working for you. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939, and they are out of LaRue, Ohio. There's a couple of things that we're going to talk about today, and I have one of my panelists here today, Jamila Harris, and our guest, Armani Borden. How are you two doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm so glad to see you. After we had the technical difficulties last Monday, probably all my fault in a way, but we're doing better today. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's Monday.
Yeah.
I always blame it on Monday if I get it wrong, right? Okay. Now, we will be talking to Armani Borden about some of her aspirations. She just graduated from Bowling Green, mm-hmm. and that was what, May, June?
May
of 2019, and she also was in a play there, right?
It was a film.
A film, yes. It was really neat, too. I enjoyed watching it.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions for her, you just plug away. And I do have a couple other topics that we're going to talk about. I do want to talk about, I think his name is Antonio Brown, NFL, National Football player. Who's been accused of improper conduct with his, I think she's his therapist, like massage therapist. Mm. Inappropriate behavior. And then another woman came on and said something that he had done to her. And so now he just signed this contract a couple of weeks ago and he wants his sign-up money. And people are talking about, do you think he should get his money? Because he retaliated against one of the young women and talked about her and her children on a text or on a letter. So some people say pay him because he signed the paper. And other people say, well, don't until they finish the investigation. And we'll see where, you know, it stands. And then if he comes out innocent, then pay him his money. So he's more or less said, well, I quit the NFL. And they already fired him and told him he could leave. But now he says he quit. So, and I don't know if you heard the story or not. It was on news all last week. Because, you know, this is the beginning of the football season. Mm-hmm. And they're still trading. back and forth. So even if you haven't heard the story, or what do you think about that?
Well, going off of what you said, I mean, he did the work. And though he probably did something wrong, you should still pay him what he's due. Just don't hire him back, you know, because that's just going to be a bad look on NFL. But if he already played and he signed a contract that you made to pay him for playing, then mm-hmm. you got to pay up because it's according to the contract. But just don't support him of what he's done, and don't hire him back.
No, well, that makes sense. I hadn't quite heard it put that way. I mean, it's all over TV, so yeah. I thought I'd bring it up on our show also. So what about you, Jamila? What do you think about that? Any thoughts?
I think he's innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they have to do until, you know, to follow proper procedure.
Yeah.
So he can't come back on them with a lawsuit, but ultimately it's in their hands.
Right. I understand that too. And I guess they're more or less saying, well, if he was innocent, why didn't he let this process play out? Why did he take things up in his own hands and trying to degrade the woman and put her children down? I mean, it's no secret. I guess
that
you
must be their solid proof right there. Oh, that's the text message.
The text message, just people can get mad and say stuff that they don't mean, whether they're guilty or not. That's just how some people are. The text message and him going off about it and them suspecting it, it does not prove that he did it. Proof is like pictures or videos or something like that, like visual proof that he did it. That's how you will know. You can't just go based off of your assumptions or how people react to certain situations, because people, even though they're innocent, some people don't know how to react to being accused of stuff. They either will go off, or they will just blow it over, or they will work their hardest to prove that they're innocent. There's mm-hmm. different ways that people react to being accused of stuff, whether they're guilty or not. And so you just gotta wait till the proof comes out.
Yeah, I guess that's one way of looking at it. Yeah.
Well, he had a multi-$1 million contract, was it?
I think so. I hear that they are hiring these pro athletes like hundreds of millions of dollars.
And yeah, they get paid.
And I think the sign out was $9 million plus $5 million.
And for him to quit and have to go back to like $18 an hour or something, so he might be guilty.
He says, I'm done with the NFL, you
millions
know.
Millions versus hourly.
Right. Right.
I couldn't go backwards. If I wasn't guilty, I would go backwards.
Right.
Right.
Right. And that's what they're saying. If he had not have done that, they would not have let him go. Because, see, they don't tell you everything all at once. They give you little pieces, and then they'll put it all together with this how it happened, right, step by step.
Uh-huh.
If he had not have retaliated and just let this play out,
they would have had more faith in him.
Yeah. There you go.
Even with that, like, if you're innocent, you ain't going to try to quit that type of job.
Not that money.
You'll be waiting for the proof to come out and be like, yeah, I told you. See, it wasn't me. I don't know. I'm innocent.
See, back in the day, it used to be like $20 million, $30 million, but they're like close to $100 million now. For like 3 years, you get so much a year, but still, you're saying, wow, okay. Can't you just be still until this plays out? Like you said, that may be saying, okay, This is not going to play out in my favor.
Because just think, what if he was innocent and all that came out and he didn't quit the NFL? Because first off, the NFL is going to be mad. I mean, feeling bad because, you know,
They let him go. Yeah.
And then he's going to be sitting there all mad and everything like, I had to give up my job being in the NFL because y'all want to sit here and believe some rumors.
I hope they got some proof.
Two women. And they may it probably would not have been as bad if it was just a one. And he had not retaliated, but mm-hmm. then another woman comes up, said she was doing something in his home, and he came up naked with a towel, a washcloth.
A washcloth.
Over his private area, like, okay, it's cool, you're in my house. But there's a certain respect, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I don't know, because sometimes you have to wonder, well, were they doing inappropriate behavior in the first place?
Right.
That crosses your mind too, you know.
Right.
But, and you're there doing a service, and you're honestly doing what he hired you to do, and voila, you turn around, there he is, butt naked, except for a washcloth. You know, yeah. What do you do? Right, run. Right.
Usually you'll wait till I'm out the room. You're under the covers.
Right. Could you please give me that much notice? Right. Absolutely. So it's sort of like, okay, defeating bad habits. And maybe he has bad habits, you know. He's
probably comfortable with his body. And see,
but I'm not. That's your body. You
right,
know?
Right.
You put it all on me.
Right.
Okay.
My space.
Yes.
Yeah. And this thought says some bad habits are like tyrants. They crowd the head and heart so strongly that under no circumstances do they wish to move. They have enjoyed their undisputed reign over us and will not depart easily. To defeat them, it's important to keep practicing the silence of introspective and to connect to the eternal reservoir of benevolent energy.
I'm clapping about the energy.
Yeah.
There's only one down here to connect to, and that's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yes. Left for us.
True.
Mm-hmm. So we got to constantly seek it to stay on the right track.
Amen. That, right. To err is human. You know, because none of us are divine. We're not perfect, and we do need that guidance. Mm-hmm. We do. You know, there has to be something else for us to believe in, to even want to do better. And just like we were just talking about Antonio Brown, okay, who wouldn't want to be in the NFL and get salary like that? You know, that kind of money? Okay. I hope to walk right. Mm-hmm. You know, leave folks alone.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, somebody, you know, one of those pros, they don't make it because they have bad habits, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, ones that do drugs that one end up getting kicked off because they found out they're doing heroin or cocaine or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
Ones that are obsessed with sex, so they wind up getting diseases and people, yeah. And then once you get the money, you're able to do those bad habits more often. And sometimes you're even able to cover up your tracks so the news don't come out. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse as time flies by. And then eventually the truth does come out. And it's just like, well, now we got to let you go.
And then what is it from? The root of what they say, they make it evil money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about money, and it's also about bad habits and making, you know, bad choices
mm-hmm.
with your life. You set yourself up, you train as hard as you can, and you set yourself up for success,
mm-hmm.
but you got these habits that you can't get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, what, a few years back, I can't think of his name, but they had evidence that he jumped on his girlfriend or wife in the elevator, and he was a pro baller, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he's going to get upset. He's upset because they got cameras everywhere. You can't get away with nothing.
Nope.
Right? Mm-mm. So somebody somewhere have bad habits that they have not, because that wasn't the first time.
Oh, that he did it?
Yeah. Couldn't have been.
I'm glad they caught him.
Yes.
He's way stronger than a woman.
He yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A little closer. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to move the energy a little bit over to, have you heard, do you watch any news at all?
From time to time, yeah.
Okay. Had you heard about the General Motors strike?
No.
Okay.
There's so many strikes going on right now, I may have.
You're right where General Motors is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it's what they've done is they've moved a lot of jobs away, and they're picketing. These people have stopped. They're not going to work. They want them to bring their jobs back because they promised that they weren't going to let these jobs leave. But I think what happens is when the minimum wage goes up over here, a lot of companies don't want to pay it.
Right.
So they'll go somewhere, take them jobs to a place where they don't have to pay that kind of money.
Right.
General Motors, you might get in the door $30, $35 an hour. I don't know. But it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Yeah, yeah. And they don't want to pay it.
No.
And those people here are without jobs, and they ship that stuff to Mexico and...
The whole plant?
I don't know how many jobs are lost, but it's like hundreds of people walking in the streets up there.
Wow.
With signs and banners about, we want our job, bring our jobs back, you know. And every time a president or we change guards, arming of the guards, everyone has their own idea. Well, we need jobs over here. We need better pay over here because the cost of living over here is much higher than it would be in Mexico. You know, in some of those places overseas. They say even if you're on like what people consider welfare, you're rich compared to a lot of other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not begin with $100 and some a month, but according to other countries, it's rich because they don't have that. So when you try to take people away from what they're used to, like maybe $600 to $1,000 a week coming home, you know, in their pocket, and you take that away from them, what are they going to do? We're not used to that.
It's a shock.
It's a shock. We're not used to that. You know, you come out, you just graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you looking for? Our money.
Positions in the film industry.
What kind of positions?
Well, I want to be a screenwriter. But in order to do that, you got to get in touch with producers. So the quickest way of doing that is to become a production assistant, starting on the bottom and working your way to the top by showing off your skills and getting picked for better positions.
Right.
And so the closer that you'll get to the producer, the more chances you are to show your script, and if they like it, they will work on it or buy it or something like that.
Oh, okay. So like writing a movie or a sitcom or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or soap opera.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you get interested in that?
Well, it all started, the reason why I got into film was because of high school. I was a part of telecommunications my junior and senior year, and filming the games and working on projects for my exams and everything else, it made me interested in the process of doing this. But when it comes to storytelling, I've always been interested in that ever since I was a little girl. I would make up stories when I would be, because I'm an only child, which you
know,
on my mom's side. And so I didn't have anybody to play with at home. And so I would always talk to myself at home, and I would make up stories with my dolls or just even by myself. Just
had your own audience, huh?
Yeah, I had my own audience. I used anything and everything in my room for props, and my room was so many different places. It was a classroom, it was a house, it was a job, and I would just make up stories. And as time went on, I had a dream of this world, and I took that world and I made characters and put them in it. And this happened in middle school, and so I was just like, I like the story that I'm creating, and so I want to make this into a book or a script or something.
Wow.
And I wrote like 2 to 3 different versions of it because I was struggling on how to tell it, because the world is, you have to understand the world in order to understand what happens in a story.
Right.
And so I had to find a way to explain it without boring the reader or the audience. And so I wrote like 2 to 3 different versions in middle school, and I couldn't come up with one to save my life. And so I've been working on that ever since then. And I finally finished a script for that film. I didn't even realize. The funny thing is, because I was working on being a pediatrician when I was young, and I didn't even realize the type of talent that I had until I got into college. And I was just like, I think of stories all day, every single day.
Really? Okay.
And I don't write these ideas down. I don't start a story. I was just like, you know what? The moment that I can come up with a story, I'm going to write it down. And that's when I came up with my first book, Elegant Women's Academy. And I wrote, and I got on my computer, and I wrote a chapter a day, which takes about 3 to 4 hours. And from then on, every time I came up with a story idea, I would write it down on a notebook paper, and I would make an outline, and I would start writing the book out. And I've been doing that ever since.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's then. Great. Yes, it is. Do you have anything you want to ask her?
As a young woman, like, you know, it's hard for everybody to stay, you know, on the right path and not get discouraged and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell yourself every day, or what advice did your mom give you to help you get through?
Well, I understand being an artist, you don't get in the amount of success that you would want to get, like, right off the bat, because first you have to be discovered. You have to have people realize your talent, and then you have to get in touch with the right people so you don't get scammed or anything like that, and that will help you get through the door. So when I went to college, I've been told multiple times by my professors that it's not going to be easy. Some people wind up being homeless at first. You might end up working like 2 part-time jobs while looking for a position, or you might just start off being a production assistant and you have to work your way to the top. It's not going to be easy right off the bat. And I kept that in mind. And but though it is discouraging when you constantly get no's from producers or other jobs, and you can't seem to find the right people to get that door open for you, the thing that encourages me is listening to the stories of people that are successful.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of one person right now. 'Cause Spike Lee, he became successful when he went to graduate school. There were people that, like, for instance, I read a story about Jim Carrey. He was working at a business and he was making good money, but he wasn't happy at the business that he was working at. And that's when he started to do In Living Color. And that's when he realized this is the career that he wants to take. And he's been pursuing that from then on. Taraji P. Henson was talking about the fact that she was trying to become an actress for the longest time. She had a son and people kept telling her, it's not going to work. You're too mm-hmm. old. You're not going to get there. And she did not become famous until she was in her 40s. And so listening to all these successful stories, seeing where they are now and seeing what they did and what they've been through in order to get to that position helps gives me courage. And I've always hear from successful people and from people that I know personally that you won't be successful if you quit. If you don't
That's true. You will not.
If you don't keep pushing it and if you don't keep going, no matter how many times you get a no, you're not going to get there. You can't let all these no's bring you down. You have to stay focused on what you want and you have to keep going for it no matter what, and eventually you'll get there. And that's the mindset that I've been having ever since I started doing this.
Wow, you gave me the chills. I think that this is definitely your purpose. You know how people have like careers? Some people have careers, but they don't know what their purpose for life is yet. But I definitely think this is your purpose.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it. And I did hear about Jim Carrey's story. He also said and wrote down on a piece of paper and spoke it out loud, "One day, my salary will look like this."
Mm-hmm.
Your biggest supporter is going to be you, and it's going to come out of your mouth. You have to speak things into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we already know promotion comes from above.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from God.
Amen.
He opens doors no man can close, and he closes doors no man can open.
Mm-hmm.
Open your mouth and speak what you want, how you want it. You want it now? I want it now. I need it now. Help me do what I need to do, Lord. Show me. Because he is the master of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, wow, this happened. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And it's him. And it's him. It's like my daughter, Carrie. I don't care where what she gets into or what she wants. She'll call me and say, Mom, I want to do this and I want to do that. I said, well, let's pray. That's why she called me anyway, right? Because mm-hmm. she know we'll pray, right? And we'll pray, and next thing I know, she got it. He opened that door. She's there. You know, she wanted to be the CEO of Home Depot. She's assistant manager right now. Hmm. Haven't even been there 10 years assistant, and she just keep plugging away and plugging away. But when she wanted, she asked. She used me to help her, but still, you know, he'll do it. He will do it. You'd be like, wow, you'd be running around there. Well, let's get this together. Is our makeup okay? Okay.
That energy.
Yes. That energy. Absolutely. And always look at other people and how, like you said, you have taken time to hear their stories mm-hmm. and what it took for them to get there. Okay. And how long. Mm-hmm. Okay. 40 years old is a long way. Mm-hmm. You're just in your 20s. But honey, miracles happen every day. Every day. And there's, look at, what's his name on Facebook? He does Facebook. He invented Facebook. Zucker, is his name Zucker or something?
I don't know his name.
If you know his name, please call 740-383-9944. I think it's Zucker or something like that. He created Facebook. And I think he was only in his 20s.
I know he was young.
Yeah. You know, we're not going to do this. We're going to do this. All things are possible with Christ Jesus. If you have any advice for Armani, please call 740-383-9944. We're trying to get you motivated to call in and at least say, hi, Armani, we wish you good luck on your journey. Something like that. Yeah, because it's there. And I believe what you want is there. A lot of times, like you said, you didn't know your talent. You didn't know your gift. You know? And a lot of us are there. We don't know what we're good at. I didn't know I'd be here. I didn't know I was good at this. You know, I was so shy when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. If you looked at me, I'd go hide. You know? And I'm just being for real.
Yeah.
You know? And like my first song I led in the church, I was singing my heart out. And nobody could hear me. You know what I'm saying? No one could hear me. And I thought I was just really singing. My mouth was moving. And you know. And they were like. You know, bending their ear. They couldn't hear me. But I've learned to elevate my voice. Because I want to be heard. Got something to say. You know, got something to say. But it all came through, like Jamila says, the Lord all came through that way. Wow. So talk a little bit about the film you did in Bowling Green.
Well, it was in Detroit. It's the film was called Black Ice.
Oh, they made that in Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The film was called Black Ice. It's about a black hockey player who deals with racism, and it's set in the 70s, and we just got finished doing part of the production this weekend, and I'm going to go back in October to finish it out. And so it was my first professional set that I've been on, and it was a fun experience. It was kind of like when I was working on my student films, but because I wasn't friends with everybody in the crew like I was at Bowling Green.
Right, right.
The chemistry wasn't as strong, but I still enjoyed my time. I gotten close to the producer. Her name is Ashley. She's from Dallas. That's where her company is, and she came up there to do the production. Okay. And she's a really nice woman, and we became good friends, and so, yeah. It was really fun. It's a short film, so there's a possibility that it might be made into a feature. I'm pretty sure they'll try to put it in film festivals to see if somebody will pick it up, but so far it's just a short story.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah.
That's a big start. Now, Jamila, isn't your daughter in a similar line as acting, or?
Yeah.
She's off on her journey right now, isn't she?
Yeah, she's on her journey. She wants to be an actress.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves acting, period. Mm-hmm. She moved closer to the South because Tyler Perry was casting, like, no names, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying to discover new talent, you know, and mm-hmm. that's where she's at.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just heard this. Someone said he is so hard to work with and work for. I didn't. And you wouldn't think he would be.
Well, when people say that, cause they don't understand. When you're a professional filmmaker, you can't slack off, because especially with young people nowadays, because young people nowadays don't really like to work as hard as older folks do. And so being on a film set, time is money, so you have to be on time, because every last dollar that he is spending depends on the amount of time that you take, because you are paying the actors by hour. Mm-hmm. So the longer you take, the more money you're going to have to spend. And he's trying his hardest to make the budget as low as possible so he can make as much money as he can off of the production. Because right. you know, because of his name, a lot of people are going to go to see the film mm-hmm. and support it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so he's trying to make more money off of his production, but spend as less money so he doesn't have to lose that much money when the film is produced. Mm-hmm. And then you have to make sure that everybody's doing their job. You have to make sure that nobody's slacking off, because again, time is money. You make one mistake and you have to spend money in order to fix that mistake. And so yeah, I understand he's hard. Because he don't want to be taken advantage of, first of all.
Right, right.
Because if you go easy on your employees, that's most likely going to happen. And you also have to make sure that you're strict to make sure people are doing their job right. And so yeah, not a lot of there are some directors out there that are considered tough, you know, but it's just what you got to do part in order to get it, the right? job done. Yeah,
part of the game. You've heard it, everyone listening. It's part of the game if you want to be in acting. But you know, that I think that holds true for anything that you want to be successful in. You don't want to go half-heartedly and just come when you want to, and you know, mm-hmm. lay around if you don't want to get up when the actor needs you to get up, you know, have that nonchalant attitude and things like that. So, and I can understand, because like you said, they're spending their money.
Yeah.
Right. And if you want to be a part of that, then you have to step up to the plate. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then do, what about any advice to young, I can't say entrepreneurs, but young people who would like to be in the arts and maybe to their family? What would you, encouraging words would you have to say to them about leading their young people that way?
You have to have patience. That is the key to being a successful artist. You have to be patient, because people nowadays, they want a lot of money fast. Mm-hmm. They want it to come easily, but that's not how it works. It doesn't matter what type of career you pursue. Being successful requires a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to put your best foot forward. No matter what it is, whether it's singing, whether it's acting, whether it's painting, it doesn't matter. You have to put your best foot forward and show your true talent. But you also have to be patient, because the success may not come as soon as you graduate college, or the first audition that you do, or the first painting that you try to sell. It's not going to come like that, because you're not going to meet the person that is going to have the same interest as you do in the arts, that mm-hmm. it will help you get to that, help you become successful on the first try. I mean, some people are lucky enough to meet that person within the first greeting, but some people, you have to go through 5, 10, 20, 50 people before you find the actual person that will give you the money or give you the exposure that you need. And so, yeah, the key to it is being patient, don't lose hope, and do as best as you most possibly can.
That was a mouthful. It was, but it was good advice. Very good advice. And we're listening to this advice from a 23-year, almost 23.
Almost
year 23. Old. Almost.
In little over a week.
Yeah. October 4th.
Yes, ma'am.
Jamil, October 1st. Rick, October 14th. Andre, October 31st, Halloween.
My grandma, October 23rd.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I don't know what that is, though. October babies. What is that?
Libras.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got one of those. Peachy is the 28th, and your mama, her
birthday.
My mom's
September. She's this 25th? Week. 25th? Mm-hmm.
Libras are very successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're driven. They really are. They're purpose driven. Because Peach was like, sort of like you and your daughter. She wanted to be a nurse when she was just 10, 11 years old and pursued. And I'm thinking, can't you think of something else you would like to do besides being a nurse? Because I'm looking at it like, wow, that's so normal.
Yeah, it's a common.
You know, common. But no, she's still there, still plugging away and loves it.
Yep.
And loves it. Me, I wanted to be 100 things. I did. It seemed like everything looked interesting to me, right? Like archaeologists, you know. I wanted to go over across the water and dig up old ruins and things like that, you know. All kind of crazy stuff I wanted to do. And it's hard for me to run across a young person that says, I don't know what I want to do. What? All these things that you could possibly be or do. You can't think of one thing? Hmm. Something's wrong with that picture. Mm-hmm. Right, you agree with that? I do too. Something's wrong with that picture. I do have this I want to share. 3 simple rules in life, and just give me your opinion. We'll do one at a time. If you do not go after what you want, you will never have it. Agree?
Agree.
Yep. Faith without work is dead. Oh. You have to work for it.
You can't wait for somebody to knock on your door and say, hey, yes. It's your lucky day, right?
Right.
We've been looking for you all this time, right? We got a $1 million contract for you. If only, right?
Right.
If only. What happened like that? Okay. If you do not ask, the answer will always be no.
I agree, because they say closed mouths don't get fed. So you have to ask for what you want, if that's really what you want.
Mm-hmm. Ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm. 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 And that takes what? Opening up your what?
Mouth.
Yes. Mouth. You got to speak it. You got to speak it. You got to speak it. Even if it takes a couple years, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to remind yourself and the gift giver. Mm-hmm. I know you got this for me. I know you do. That's faith. That's faith right there. I know you do. Oh, Lord, just think of a reason. I know you got a reason to bless me, right? I know you do. Oh.
Because I asked.
Yeah, because I asked. You know I love you. And he does. He know who loves him, and he know who does not. I kind of like David, because David was a man after God's own heart. He knew how to get to God. Mm-hmm. He knew how to move his hand. He knew how to move his heart. He was saying, beat him up, Lord. Hurry up and deliver me, Lord. I'll be like, get upset with people. Lord, deliver me. Contend with them that contend with me. Because David did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I know you love righteousness in the inner parts. I may not be perfect, but I love you. I love you, Lord. You know, and he did. Mm-hmm. He honestly did. But it did not make him perfect, right?
Right.
Because he did some bad things. But God forgave him, mm-hmm. right?
He asked for forgiveness. He gave it to him. Even
yes,
though
he
punished him. He forgives him.
A whole chapter. He devoted a whole chapter to repentance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was born. I was conceived in my mother's womb in sin, Lord. Like, come on. Oh, so I feel you, David. I feel you. I know what you mean. 3. If you do not step forward, you will always be in the same place.
It's right there in the what is this? You have to step in order to move.
And that goes back to what you were saying. You got to be prepared within yourself to step forward. Just like you said, you got to be what, on time?
Mm-hmm.
Can't call in sick?
Well, they ain't going to force you to do it if you're sick. But if you think that you can go there and not get anybody else sick, then yeah, it's not even about like them making you be there. It's you have to show your dedication and how faithful you are to your job and how much you really want this job by going there despite the fact that you have a small cold, you know? And so it's just like, I may have a sore throat, but all I need is some medicine and cover up my throat and not talk so much, and I'm going to go there. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to be because I need to get on there, get some experience, get in touch with some people, make some connections, because I'm trying to get up there, you know?
Right. So that's dedication.
Yep.
Determination. You're determined. Well, I guess you would be that way. What about you, Jamila? What do you think about some of the things she said or highlighted?
I agree with her. You have to be determined.
Well, your daughter is, because she left here.
Good God. I ain't never seen nothing. I said, girl, you one of the baddest. She will get on that highway.
I mean, quick.
Go. I'm like, where you get that energy from? Yeah, she's got a great determination, and I just thank God for keeping her.
Amen. She just got up and left. See ya. I'm over here doing this.
Next thing you know,
that.
She was in Columbus and now she's in Atlanta. I'm just like, okay, Takara, do your thing then.
She ain't waiting. She's not waiting. She's moving forward.
Yes, she is. Her foot is out there. Amen. I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of you too, Armani, because you know what you want and you're going for it, you know. Because you did that small movie. Mm-hmm. In Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. What was the name of that?
Family Ties.
I saw that.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let us take videos of it or anything because they said they was going to put it in production. Because you know they have a short film station. Mm-hmm. Just short film. Some of them 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and they run them all day.
Normal. Yep.
24 hours.
Yeah, we're trying to get them in film. We're trying to get it into film festivals.
Good.
They have short film festivals. Yep.
That's good. I don't know what that station is, but I know they have IFC. They have short movies on there too sometimes. And Sundance. Sundance, they have a lot of commercials, but
Sundance is the biggest. It's the oldest film festival in the world.
Is it?
Sundance is old. Yeah. It's been around for years.
All right. And just to think that we have two young ladies from Marion that are interested in the film. Young ladies, beautiful ladies.
Yes.
Determined and on their way to Broadway.
And got so much good energy.
I know. Yes, absolutely. Ready to put that star, that crown on their head. And, you know, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. And I wish you well. I wish you all the luck, all the blessings, all that God has for you, and also for Takara. And maybe when she comes this way again on the right day, I can get her settled down to be on the show and continue to talk about her aspirations. So what's your next move?
Well, right now I'm still continuing to work on scripts and getting on more production. That's my main focus right now. Until I finally finish my scripts and I find a producer and start off my screenwriting career, my main focus right now is getting on sets, finding jobs.
Okay. So how's the support? Your mother, your dad?
Yeah, I'm getting support from my parents. Yep, my mom's testing me to make sure that I still have the dedication that I had when I first started, and my dad is constantly encouraging me.
Good. It takes all that.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It takes all that. And your mother just want to make sure you're still there, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You haven't moved your stance, right? You're still standing, Mama. I still want to do this. I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry about it. I'm going to do this. Lord bless and say the same. I'm doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited, truly excited. I will be getting my gown for the Oscars. I don't know who's going first, you or Takara, but you know what? I want to be there dressed to the nines on the red carpet. You know, I'm looking forward to that. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Armani Borden, for spending part of your precious day with us. And thank you, Jamila, as always. And you have been listening to The Chat with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And we aim to keep you preoccupied with some of our programs that are coming forth. Don't forget, election is in November, and register to vote if it's not too late. Be tuned in for Voice of a People tomorrow from 4:15 until 5 p.m. And thank you once again for your dedication and listening to A Voice of a People and also The Chat. Again, this is Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Until next time, be blessed and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, and may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now you're trying to get me in trouble. You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. you're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me, and boy, I'll never be able to repay it. It's just been wonderful.
Well, I tell you, you've been nice to me too. I'll tell you, as I said, you're my favorite interviewer.
Well, that is.
And I've had a lot of people interview me. In fact, you know, there's some pretty famous ones there too. So,
well, I hold that high, and it is true.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Go to the website for archived shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.